It was indeed a hairy moment, but fortunately disaster was averted when a quick-thinking stripper managed to plug the hole with her stiletto heel, which only highlights the growing need for first aid training in the adult entertainment industry. Now, as requested, I have the final arrangements for our forthcoming annual trip to the Durham Miners' Gala. Once again, our journey will begin on Saturday morning at the loading bay behind Presto, where, upon arrival, you will be greeted by our designated coach driver, a good friend of mine called Arthur Fowler. Now, the eagle-eared among you will have noticed Mr. Fowler shares his name with the suicidal road sweeper from television's Brookside. I myself don't own a TV, but I gather the character has somewhat captured the nation's hearts with his extramarital affairs and bouts of psychosis. However, while no one enjoys a bit of banter more than Mr. Fowler, he has asked me to inform you all that repeated skits or wisecracks relating to AIDS, teenage pregnancy, or stolen Christmas club money will be met with short shrift. Yeah. We all like a laugh, but a man has his limits. Now, due to our ongoing boycott of any routes tarnished by the presence of Shell or Esso petrol stations, the journey is forecast to take approximately 3.25 hours. Consequently, Mr. Fowler has insisted on a departure time of 5 a.m. Now, I appreciate this will be frankly terrifying to most of you. However, Mr. Fowler assures me that once again, a limited assortment of pillows and blankets will be available on board. And it goes without saying these must be returned unsullied by human stains or excretions. No one wants a repeat of the Blood Orange incident of 1986. Now, to take the edge off the extended travelling time, I'm excited to announce that On Coach Entertainment will be provided by local agitprop punk poet Brian Cleave, who I'm sure you're familiar with from his appearances on The Tube, Why Don't You, and Watch Dog. Okay, the name may not ring bells just yet, but trust me, I recently saw Brian perform with the Cuban Solidarity Jamboree in Cowgate, and I can assure you there is no one other than Fidel I'd rather be trapped on a minibus with. Which, ironically, is similar to what happened to the counter-revolutionaries after the Bay of Pigs invasion. Of course, there were hundreds of them. They were inside for significantly longer than 3.25 hours, and the vehicle wasn't a coach as such. It was more like a small sealed wagon with no windows, water or ventilation. But, well, omelettes and eggs, people, omelettes and eggs. Now, due to ongoing legal issues, Brian will be unable to make the trip in person. Which I can see disappoints you all. Details are sketchy, but his absence may or may not relate to an incident which allegedly occurred at a local playground involving a weaponized sand shoe. After consultation with Brian, the local constabulary and the Crown Prosecution Service, a decision was made to postpone his next public performance for approximately 18 months. If circumstances change, this could be reduced to 6. All is not lost, however, as Brian has kindly given me several copies of his recently released ambient spoken word collection, Think Bomb, which will be pumped, is that correct? Pumped through the coach for the duration of the journey via Mr. Fowler's ghetto blasting technology. If you like what you hear, and I'm sure you will, the 6-track cassette will be available on coach for the quite generous price of £17.50. I've listened to it over 1.5 times, and I can't recommend it enough, particularly the 12-minute tantric meditation on the very meaning of existence, the song of life. Because we all sing it, don't we? Am I right? So, to clarify, Think Bomb will be selling for £17.75, £16.50 for members of the NUS, ALF, or IRA, the majority of which will cover the vast recording costs expended realising Brian's unique vision. Now, before anyone misconstrues this transaction as capitalism, I can assure you Brian will make not one penny in profit. In fact, he's very kindly agreed to donate 10 whole pounds from every copy sold to our treasury to fund future excursions, decorating costs, and who knows, perhaps that new photocopy I've only been threatening to buy for the last bloody year. All joking aside, we're going to be quizzing, comrades, so a big round of applause for Brian. Okay, we'll do that at the end. Now, back to the travelling arrangements. In answer to the question brought up repeatedly last year, yes, the coach will be subsidised. And by that, I mean subsidised by those who have the wherewithal to pay for those who don't. As you all know, I myself am unable to work due to an accident sustained watching Euro Trash, but I am more than willing to grant those of you forced into gainful employment the honour of covering the shortfall. It's not how I choose to run an economy by any means, but well, Mr. Fowler's family have to eat, so this is where we are. Now, one last piece of housekeeping. Upon boarding the vehicle, you will notice on every seat there is a coloured name tag. This is to ensure the highest standards of equality possible, which we hope to achieve by sitting all the women at the back. Now, hear me out. There is actually a very good reason for this. We have a pair of overseas guests joining us for the gala, and myself and the committee decided the best way to avoid offending them was to place anyone not in possession of a Y chromosome completely outside of their field of vision. Now, this is not, I repeat, not gender segregation. It's simply a mark of respect to our two friends from the PLO. We're all adults, but the last thing Raif and Tariq need is to see Brenda flashing an ankle bracelet. However, sisters, should this arrangement veer a little too close to Margaret Atkins' territory, I myself am more than happy to spend the journey sitting among the ladies. Indeed, at my request, Mr. Fowler has agreed to cordon off the six rear seats with a large set of velvet curtains, thus ensuring our female contingent complete privacy. This will allow me the opportunity to engage with all of you, individually if need be, in complete seclusion, free from distraction or prying eyes. It also means you'll be sat mere feet away from the water closet, which is frankly a godsend despite the fact it neither locks nor flushes. Thank you. I personally think it's a great idea, but I don't want to take all the credit. It was in fact suggested to me many moons ago by my late friend Jerry Healy during our time in the Socialist Labour League. So, the Workers' Revolutionary Party. Or maybe the other one. Either way, I will be conducting these chats, workshops, interrogations, if you will, on the way home, as there is no better atmosphere for debate and discussion than the beautiful British motorway by twilight. And before you ask, ladies, yes, there will be a very special treat laid on just for you in the shape of, wait for it, two bottles of 2020 and half a crate of baby sham. I thought that might cheer you up. I must stress, sisters, Mr. Fowler point blank refuses to stop on the way home, so to be on the safe side, I'd recommend at least one empty plastic bottle per working vagina. And with that, I'll see you all on Saturday morning. Now, the final item on the agenda is nothing as jovial, I'm afraid, because despite warnings from myself and the committee, there are still patrons of this pub who think it's amusing to vandalise our campaign literature with all manner of sex organs and swastikas. Now, Brendan the landlord has assured me this is under investigation.